Jared, say something smart.
Yeah, Jared, something smart for one time in your life. Just kidding, you're a smart guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart. But prove it real quick.
Yeah, prove your smarts right now.
Well.
All right, this is just not looking good.
No.
All right. Yeah. I guess my position on Jared Smart.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, been revoiced.
You can't just call it up on cue. On command.
I don't know. Sam, you say something smart.
Etymology.
There you go.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did, would you do it like this? I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans. That's not how I do it. I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you? That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like that. That's not how I do it.
Hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the podcast where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something that we would like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Jared Sane.
And today, what are we talking about today, James?
We are talking about chimpanzees.
Can anyone do, I was about to do a chimpanzee impression, and then I realized that I actually have no idea how to do one.
I would say, Sam, that you do a pretty good chimpanzee on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, maybe we can link to a video of that. if such a video exists.
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes.
Oh, I haven't thought about that in a while.
Well, that's one of my favorite dance moves that you do, Sam, is the chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Was that the chimpanzee, or did we call that the gorilla?
Or was it the orangutan?
Oh, it's the orangutan.
Right. Oh, that's right.
They're all in the same family.
So I guess that's like the first thing, right? Is like...
Different kinds of primates.
There's a lot of primates.
Yeah.
Which ones are your favorites?
Well, all the ones that we just named, chimpanzee, gorilla, and orangutan, are all in the ape family.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I think apes are my favorite.
Yeah, me too. I definitely like them better than monkeys. I feel like monkeys... My only experiences with monkeys have been them like trying to... steal stuff from me.
Or like masturbate on you.
Is that what monkeys
every
do?
Time you go to, every time you go to a zoo, like a monkey is like either like jerking off on the glass or like throwing its shit at you.
Which, you know, I think is not totally dissimilar from what a chimpanzee would do.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Or a person if you kept them there long enough.
Yeah. But what I was going to get to was there's a great video on the internet. We will actually link to this in the show notes, where there's a chimpanzee who, like, finds a bullfrog, pries open its mouth, and just, like, rapes it to death.
It's pretty disturbing. Be sure to listen to the audio because there's, like, a mother and her child watching it happen. She's like, why is he trying to open the frog's mouth?
Like, I think the chimp gets tired and, like, takes a little break and then starts again.
I remember there's a moment of it. I don't know how to read it as anything else besides just total shame. It's like a moment where the chimp just has like his head like buried in his arm, but like can't stop doing what he's doing.
I mean, I guess like that's one of my favorite things about chimpanzees is they're so expressive. You can really like read emotion into their, you know, body language and their faces. And I'm not specifically talking about this case of rape because that's actually pretty horrifying.
Right.
But chimps are pretty cool because you can just like really tell what they're thinking. And
yeah, I agree with that. Well, I mean, it's like they're like our closest relatives on the planet, right?
Right.
I'm not making that up, I don't think. Nobody's corrected me, so I'm going to assume I'm right. So, I mean, I think it's like, if you can... I mean, we're, like, prone to do that with most animals that we can find some sort of similarity with. Like, we do that with dogs, even, you know? where like we can like look on their faces and think like, oh, it's having this kind of emotion, right?
Yeah.
But with like a chimpanzee, which is like much closer to us as a species, it's very easy to identify, you know, traits that we think of as being specifically human that maybe, I don't know, maybe they're not specifically human.
Right, right. And maybe they're not having any of those emotions at all.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Into it.
Yeah.
But maybe not. I don't know. I guess like one thing that I would like for chimps to be able to do is to actually speak their minds about stuff.
Yeah, me too. Like, you know? Like in Congo.
Yeah.
Where he gave her that like talking backpack so she could use sign language and it would translate. That seems like totally plausible now. I don't know why that's not a thing.
Yeah. Oh, so you want them to have the backpack?
Yeah.
I want them to just be able to talk.
Oh, just to, like actually have the ability to talk.
Yeah.
So you would change like their vocal cords and like the shape of their mouths so that they could form more human sounds.
Mm-hmm. I want a chimpanzee to tell me, like if it's like happy or sad or horny or whatever.
What if it's only always horny? That's all it talks about.
That's fine too. I mean, like that's part of nature. That's part of I think, you know, like people are a little bit too, I think, repressed when it comes to that kind of stuff.
I mean, maybe, but like, can you imagine if there was like somebody you knew who you were like, "Hey, what's up, Sam?" And he's like, "I'm gonna fuck." And that was like all they ever said was like how horny they were.
I don't know, but here's the thing: is like, I want to know if like what a chimp is thinking. So if that is literally all they're thinking, then that'd be interesting to know as well.
Yeah, right? I mean,
it's like if it has. You know, if it's like having thoughts about like, I don't like the color of this futon that I'm sleeping on, then I want to know that too. Or if it's just like, I'm horny and angry, then like, okay, that's also good to know.
Would it also, do you want to know, like, so you want to be able to understand them. Do you want them to be able to understand you as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they're like, I don't like the color of this futon,
I want to be able to explain.
You
like,
could be like, "That's too bad."
This is the futon that I have here. Yeah, and you can either
like you can crash at a hotel if you want.
Yeah, but you can get a job.
Lazy chimp.
Lazy fucking chimp.
All you do is complain.
You lay about.
I think I would like it if chimps have like multiple thoughts like that, but they always end with it being horny. So it's like, I don't like the color of this futon, and it's making me horny.
Do you have any bullfrogs?
I wonder how commonplace that is for a chimpanzee to fuck a frog.
It's the first I've heard of it, but
and you know, maybe the problem with that chimpanzee isn't that the frog is there. Maybe there's not another chimpanzee to have sex with.
Yeah, maybe. I think, I don't know. My impression of most primates is that they masturbate a lot. Am I off base here? I feel like that's like a pretty common sight to see a primate drinking it.
Humans, orangutans.
Oh, humans for sure. But I mean, like,
I guess that's the thing, right? It's just like we're seeing them in captivity,
right?
And they don't have their like quiet time to themselves,
right? Right. They can't lock the bathroom door and like, you know, turn on like a blow dryer.
So do you think they should have more privacy in zoos?
Yeah, they should have I don't know.
Then I feel like you're going to end up with a very disappointing zoo.
But maybe that's like part of the problem with zoos, right? Is like they're too much about our needs and not enough about animal needs.
Oh, well, totally. That they're entirely about that. Like, a zoo is not, like, a place that's, like...
Yeah, it's not, like, a wildlife preserve or
anything
like that. Right,
yeah. It's entirely geared towards, like, the entertainment of people.
Yeah. So, no. No privacy at the zoo. If animals want privacy, they should get the fuck out of the zoos.
Yeah. they should crash at a hotel. Anyway, I don't have, like, any, like, real... political stance on zoos. I don't want it to sound like I think that we should shut down the zoo or anything. But it is a little sad, you know. It's like, I don't know. You get mixed. I have mixed feelings when I go see, especially like intelligent animals.
Yeah.
In the zoo. I guess I don't feel that bad about like going to an aquarium and seeing a bunch of fish in a tank, you know.
I love aquariums.
Me too. And it's beautiful, and like I think, I don't know. There's like no part of me that like feels bad for a fish.
Yeah.
But there's something, and maybe it's because chimps are like closer to people that right. I'm like, oh man, you know, it's like you can empathize with a chimpanzee is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like since you can empathize with chimpanzees, I wish there were like more of them around for me to empathize with.
Wait, like, you know, what? Like, what do you mean?
Like, as you know, just like we have people walking around, I think there should be just chimps just like walking around.
Chimps on the bus.
Yeah.
On their way to work.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Think about how fun that would be. You're laughing just like thinking about it because it's great.
It's funny. I'm not sure it would actually work out the way you're picturing it. This is all.
I keep picturing like, chimpanzees as like postal workers delivering mail.
Uh-huh.
With like a nice let's sash put them to over work. There, you know, over the shoulder holding the mail and just kind of.
They're really strong, so that'd be they'd be great at it.
Yeah. It's probably the only way that the U.S. Postal Service is going to survive is if we train a bunch of chimps.
Just, yeah.
You know, I'd just like them to be integrated into our society more.
Uh-huh. You right feel they're, like they're not on equal footing with humans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. This is starting to sound like a movie that we've all seen. I can see some, like, unfortunate repercussions of the society that you've just painted.
Well, I think one of the main problems is that apes are actually, like, pretty violent, you know, like, if, like, for the apes you see on TV, whether they're, like, Bubbles for Michael Jackson or any of the, like, Dunson Chucks In or anything like that, you have to, I'm pretty sure, they can only act when they're kids, because when they reach full maturity, they actually become, like, territorial, and biologically, they just become more aggressive, and you can't have them around people because they'll just attack them.
Attack them. I'd never heard that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, the phrase going ape shit comes from observations of apes in the wild. When there's like a predator around, the apes will become frightened and then they'll just shit all over the place.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's real.
Oh. So that phrase, like, oh, like, I don't know, your boss is going ape shit.
Yeah, it's actually...
It's like, deep down, they're just, like, shitting themselves.
Right, because they're frightened because there's, like a jaguar or something nearby.
Right. Yeah, your boss is frightened because there's a jaguar nearby.
Yeah. But I guess, so that's, like, one thing that I would also change about chimpanzees is that I would like them to, you know, be a little bit nicer as they get older.
Do you want the chimps to be like more servile or just kind of nicer?
No, I don't really think that they should be like under us, like in a different social status than us. I just want them to be able to like communicate and for them to live peacefully in our society.
I think it's a great idea. I think that you're giving humans a little too much credit, honestly.
I think chimpanzees would become the new immigrants, sort of, where it's like the people, like the easiest people to pick on. Ugh.
Humans are so despicable.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm getting at, is sort of like we would see a new thing that we could take advantage of, basically.
Well, and it's not even to take advantage of it. I think a lot of people would feel threatened by it. Like, why are we allowing them into our cities when we already have problems in our cities and things like that?
Right.
So I think there's
that. None of this is happening. Like, let's all calm down.
Sam, you're right. There is the taking advantage aspect as well. Like, do you think we could militarize chimps?
Oh, easily.
Like, I'm imagining, like, paratrooper chimps that you, like, drop.
Sure.
Like, really, you know,
you strap some explosive around anything, and you've militarized it, so. I just, like, see, like, a chimp with, like, some, like, C4 strapped to its chest.
Oh, my goodness, that's terrifying.
It's a terrible idea, but you could definitely do it.
I mean, chimps have already served our country very well in the space program.
That's true.
You know, Ham, the chimp, the first hominid to leave our atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot up, and I think he was supposed to, like, pull a lever or something while he was up there just to prove that, like, you could function in space. And he did it.
He did his job.
He did his job. Came back down to Earth.
Was the lever that he pulled, like, a big old truck horn? He's, like, up in space. He's like,
awooga.
Yeah. Right. Wait, so he made it back safely?
I think he broke his nose.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah. I mean, considering, like, you're, like, falling from space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, I think he was great.
How freaked out do you think that chimp was when he was taking off with all those G-forces?
I don't know. Probably very.
Yeah. I would imagine it was a pretty, an experience he had not had, you know, much preparation for.
And that'd be terrifying if, like, you didn't really know what was going on and all of a sudden you were being launched into space.
Yeah.
And nobody had done it before. You, like, the first, like... Yeah. Living creature outside of, like, a dog.
Right.
And you don't even know that this, like, the dogs exist. You're just like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, or you don't even have any concept of space.
Yeah.
Or God, for that matter.
Right.
Probably. I just imagine it was just a terrible experience to go through. But you're right. I mean, well, we probably would have gone to the moon anyway, but maybe, like, if we had seen a chimp go up to space and either die or even not been able to perform that function that it was sent up there to do, maybe we would have hesitated a lot longer. It would have taken us much more time to do what we eventually did. So, good on you, Ham. Good job.
Yeah, good job.
That'd be interesting to look into. I haven't really done much research on chimps, but it'd be interesting to see where else in, like, human history they've been, like, the first to do something, or...
Well, to that point, I think a lot of times apes are tested on in laboratory experiments.
It's definitely in movies they are.
I think in real life, too. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know how, like, hard it is to get a chimp. You know what that makes me think of? I always, whenever I think of testing on chimps, I think they were chimps, is in... 28 days later,
he's infected
with rage.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
And it seemed like all they were doing for those chimps was, like, showing them, like, just endless screens of violence.
Right, they're doing, like, a Clockwork Orange thing, but with chimpanzees. They're, like, making them watch these, like, tapes of... Which seemed like, it looked like they were watching CNN, honestly. It was just, like, horrible things on the news.
It's just Wolf
and
Blitzer.
And then, like, old footage of, like, Nazis and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it seems pretty mean.
It seems like bad television, but I don't know if, like, it would make you want to, like, you know, eat brains.
Right. In, like, an infectious manner.
I think I would, it would make me, like, real pissed off at the people who were making me watch it, and then I would want to eat their brains.
Yeah. James always goes right for the brain.
Yeah. If you ever get on my bad side.
Yeah, watch out.
You better watch out.
So we sent a chimp up into space to pull a lever. But then we stopped using chimps in space. It seems like there's probably more possibilities of things that they could be used for in space.
Like what? What do you have any ideas?
I don't know. I mean, like, I'd like the idea of chimp astronauts. Like, if there's dangerous things to do in space, like if you have to repair a ship, like a little thing outside of the, like outside of the space station or something, why send a person? Why not send a chimp astronaut? You know, besides the fact that they'll probably just bang things with a wrench, maybe.
Right. Like, I don't think you got to assume, like, you're talking about, like, somebody who is, like, a scientist and probably a doctor. Versus, like, you know, an
chimpanzee
animal that you've maybe trained to do, like,
one thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know if wait. Maybe we can get there. I don't know. Maybe with some like we need to do some like genetic splicing is really what we always come back to. If we can make chimps like freakishly smart, then we can rely on them to perform complex tasks. But we also don't have to be too morally concerned if they die doing them.
Do you think we could send them?
Really?
You don't think so? I don't think I'll ever value a chimp's life as much as a human's.
I don't know. If I can communicate with it and have a conversation with it, then I think I could grow to love a chimp.
But I can grow to love like a family pet. I'm not going to value it as much as a human life.
We could use chimps to colonize Mars.
How? I need to challenge you on that.
Yeah. Give us the rundown on how that works.
All right.
You know, write that proposal for NASA, like guys.
Well, I mean, I guess just for more testing in terms of like if you could set up something there where chimps could land at Mars and you just see, I don't know, what happens.
I have a feeling.
Wait, so we're just going to send them to Mars and see what happens?
I have a feeling I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they will all die.
They're going to die. They're going to die on Mars.
Well, then we'll know it's dangerous.
I don't think we'll even know that. I think we'll have just like marooned like a few animals.
And like, spent like billions of dollars doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to, they're not going to be like Matt Damon, like building like a greenhouse. Like, you know, they're probably like just going to starve to death.
So I guess one thing that I would like to see is rather than an ape be like weaponized or colonize a planet, I'd like to read a novel written by a chimpanzee.
Okay. Why?
I want to know what it's like being a chimp.
Uh-huh. Like you want to know if the themes that they want to talk about are like the same things that like a human author would talk about?
Yeah.
Or if they'd be different?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because, like, yeah, people have, they're drawn to very, you know, they're drawn to, it's like, certain ideas that are, like, you know, that appeal to people. But,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having trouble picturing, like, what does a chimp care about?
Family, I think.
Uh-huh.
Status in their troop. I think they're called troops, groups of chimpanzees. But their status in it, sort of, like what's like to be an alpha chimp, what's like to be a young chimp growing up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of challenges growing up as a chimp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like will you rise in status as you get older, or will you be sort of like a beta chimp?
Mm-hmm.
All these things I think would be really interesting to hear like an actual first person account of.
Yeah.
What are some like book titles that you think they would write? Like The Frog with the Really Big Throat?
Yeah, I mean that might be in like a section of the bookstore behind a curtain. It's like hard out here for a chimp.
That's great. I love that one.
Uh-huh. One branch at a time. That's my chimp self-help book. Yeah, I don't know. You could have some more like what do chimps eat?
Bananas.
It's like no
babies. They eat their own babies.
They eat their own babies.
Yeah, it's rare, but it happens.
Oh.
At one point, I took a non-literate societies course in college, and our first society that we looked at was chimp society.
That's interesting.
Which is very interesting.
That is pretty cool.
Was there any speculation on why that happened?
I can't remember. I mean, if I say anything now, I think I'd just be making it up.
Well, that is something that is very interesting about chimps. And, like, there's a few other animals that are like this, too, but that they're so social.
Right.
And it's that they do have their own society. I feel like society is something that humans, like, pretend to have some sort of ownership over that idea. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
like that's what makes humans special,
right?
Is that we have society, and that's just
that's not true at all.
That's not true.
Yeah,
like we have like our society is, you know, pretty a lot more developed, I guess, but like that is not uniquely human,
right? Animals have societies and cultures that are just as complicated as human human society. But also, I remember chimps like to eat a bunch of termites. They'll get like a little twig and dip it into a termite mound, pull it back up when it's full of termites, and just...
Do you think there could be like a rogue group of like chimpanzee lovers, like humans, you know, humans who really like chimps and like try to advance their technology? Like, because chimps are pretty good with like tools and stuff, but you could form like a secret group to really, I don't know, like give chimps technology that they can use for their purposes. Like, I'm imagining, I don't know, better transportation, maybe give them some like motorcycles, like, chimps on motorcycles.
I think that most of the stuff that humans have, chimps could probably use to some extent. I mean, like, I don't know if they could, if they'd be into using like computers or iPhones or whatever, but I mean,
simple tools.
If you gave a chimpanzee a bicycle,
they could probably figure it out.
Probably figure it out if it was like built for their different body type.
Uh-huh.
You know, with like the pedals maybe closer to the seat and the handlebars further forward. So I agree with that. I'd like to give chimpanzees more tools. I'd like actually to give them an entire, maybe this is a little bit of a revision of what I was saying before, but rather than integrating them into our society, maybe we should start fostering
their society,
an ape city.
Yeah, I like that.
An ape town.
I like that a lot. And I mean, not just like stuff that like is like, oh, well, this will like make their society more advanced, but like also just like more fun, because they're like us, they enjoy like having a good time, and like, I don't know, like teach them how to play baseball and like just like stuff that
right,
that they could like probably figure out.
I would really like to see an ape baseball league.
There'd probably be a lot of brawls. I bet they're gonna be like English soccer fans.
Hooligans.
Yeah
Chimp hooligans.
But that would be great. And we could have in this ape city, you could build like little, like kind of like those pods in the new Jurassic Park movie, you know, like those circular clear pods that drive around. And so instead of being like a zoo situation, it's like you're just, you could still observe, but it's more of like a safari type thing where you're in a protected bubble.
Is that so that you don't get killed by chimps? Why do you need to be in the bubble?
Well, yeah, because I think they're still, as James said, like once they age up, they get a little bit violent and aggressive.
See. So you're still like worried about being like attacked.
Still worried about safety.
I don't know. I kind of feel like we should just let the ape culture be its own thing, and maybe not have it be something that we are going to and ruining by turning into like a tourist thing.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe what we have instead is ambassadors between us and the apes.
Uh-huh.
You know, like goodwill ambassadors where we like trade goods and we let them develop as a culture. Or not develop. It's up to them.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I really like the idea of like, maybe not it being like geared for human consumption, but I would like to be able to like go visit at some point, you know. The same way that, like, I one day hope to visit Cuba, you know, just sort of like it's just like I don't know. I just want to see what it's all about. So, Ape City, it's coming. I hear what you're saying about it being potentially dangerous, and you wouldn't want to like shape it to fit human needs. But I don't know. Like, I feel like there's like, you know, like Jane Goodall and like people who've like lived in the wild amongst apes and.
Yeah, but those are like, you know, like people who've studied apes for
right. Well, so that's what I'm saying. Decades. So I feel like that's the level that I want.
I guess that's sort of.
I don't want it to be like you can take, you know, 4-year-old Jimmy Shithead who goes to the zoo and just like, you know, makes fun of them or something. Like, I don't want it to be like their society is like geared to make that possible for this like 4-year-old brat.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, if you're somebody who's dedicated their lives to like the study of them, like, sure, let them go visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think we're on the same page where it's like, that's sort of how I envisioned the ambassadors would be like Jane Goodall and like people of that, you know, like that status where they understand what it's like to be an ape as much as a human can.
Uh-huh.
And they can go there and they can be amongst the apes and sort of like, you know, chill.
Yeah.
And study.
Yeah.
And help them out if they want it.
Yeah. I wonder what it looks like to chill with an ape. Like, do you... I don't think they're into coffee. You know, like, what do they do?
You don't think there's bohemian chimps?
I don't know. You know, I bet you could teach a chimp to smoke.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that has definitely happened.
That's happened.
I feel like, okay, I've seen photos of that.
Yeah.
Is that like, that's like pretty irresponsible though. You know, like.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to find some common ground here. like if, like, you know, you're going to, like, chill out with a chimp, like, what are you guys going to do together?
You could, like, groom each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I think you also see a lot of, like, hugging.
Mm-hmm.
At least in photos you see, or nature documentaries, you seem to always see, like, chimpanzees hugging other chimpanzees.
Yeah, you're right. You do see that a lot.
What if, they're actually whispering threats to each other as they hug?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a Godfather hug.
I knew it was you, Bubbles. He kisses him on the forehead.
I think a chimp mafia would develop in Ape Town.
You think so?
There's gonna be a group that gets like control of the banana supply, and they're just gonna kind of run the town.
So you think? You like, it sounds like you think that chimps are going to be, if we give them this society, they're going to be as bad as people. That sounds like what your first instinct is.
Probably.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that you see in ape culture now is the different troops are at war with each other. So I feel like it'd be less like the mafia and more like rival gangs. A bunch of different rival gangs. Yeah, okay. Almost like the Warriors, where you have like the baseball chimps, the inner city chimps, and all of them brawl.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie's pretty good. That's true. That the mafia is a pretty organized, that's a symptom of like an organized society, you know? Organized crime.
Mm.
So it's a little more, Ape City is a little bit more of an anarchy.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. I just think it struck me as peculiar that as soon as we started allowing the possibility of them having like a more developed society, we immediately started talking about all the things that are wrong with like human society. You know, like it's like, all right, if they're going to develop and have this like more complicated culture, then necessarily the things that are going to go along with that are things like the mafia. Which,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I think that there's stuff that's already built in, like James was pointing out, like that they are already like prone to violence against each other. You know, that's not something that's uniquely human.
Right. But I guess they are also hugging each other all the time.
Right. So they might. Yeah, maybe it would just be like a big, they just like go around hugging each other all the time. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, ape culture is violent.
Yeah.
There's violence in it, for sure.
Uh-huh.
That's... You know, I think that's actually just part of nature in general.
Right.
But I don't think that their violence will look specifically like the violence that we see here in human culture.
Right. All right. So what else do we want? Like, we've given them this, like, chimp city. We've, like, given them the ability to communicate.
Uh-huh.
What else have we done?
Send them to Mars?
They colonized Mars.
We had talked. No, they didn't colonize it, Jared. They died there. We wasted billions of dollars killing like five chimps.
It should have worked.
Mm-hmm. It should have worked. Damn. So I guess here's the thing. Do we want to change anything about them, like inherently, like genetically?
Oh, I'd like to make them less violent. That's one of the ones that I said.
Okay.
Make chimpanzees less violent as they get older.
But you don't want them to, like, look different. You don't want them to, like, turn into a different kind of thing. You don't want, like, a robo-chimp.
No, I don't want that.
Or, like, chimp or something.
One thing I'd like is for there to be more chimps.
Okay.
Like, I just feel like the environment is always... you know, increasingly endangering them. They have less and less places to live. I would like there to be more places for them to live and more of them. Mm-hmm. I want there to be a thriving ape population in this world.
Okay. Now, so to do that, is that something we need to address with people?
I think there needs to be a, we need to build an entirely new continent.
You want to build a continent?
Yeah, an ape continent.
Uh-huh. Like, how big are we talking about?
Like Australia size.
Wow, that's pretty big. You know what we could do? We could take Trash Island, you know, out in the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually, I think there's a couple of them.
Yeah.
But we can take all the trash that's currently floating in the ocean.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, melt it down somehow. Like, I don't know how, well, I think we, there's a way to utilize like this, like
Trash Island,
this giant mass that's already like ruining the ocean.
All right. So here's what I think
and
about
turn that into some, like a land mass that could be used for your, chimp utopia.
No, I think what we do is we take Trash Island, turn it into a landmass that can be used, and then I think we, as people, we have to live on Trash Island.
We, yeah, I see what you're saying, like, ethically, like we're the ones who did it, like, yeah. We need to live there.
Yeah, we do.
But, I don't know, I think it's going to be easier to relocate the chimps than to, like, so you're saying, like, if you want to give them, like, a landmass the size of Australia, like, are you saying
I think
we,
you mean Australia.
Excuse me. Australia. Are you suggesting that we, like, evacuate everyone from Australia to, like, Trash Island and then, like,
no,
let the
because,
chimps have...
because I think that that's not the right environment.
You just don't want Trash Island.
Well, no, I think Trash Island should be there. I think
well,
whoever...
let's be specific. Like, you don't want Trash Island, like, in the sense, like, that you think that there should be a bunch of trash in the ocean, but, like, since there's a bunch of trash in the ocean, let's do something useful with it.
Yeah, I think okay. With Trash Island, what we have to do is we have to look at it. We have to see how much of a percentage of it is comes from the United States, from China, from India, whatever. And then that, however many, what percentage, so if it's, like, 50% from America,
we have to send...
then 50% of the inhabitants of Trash Island should be from America.
Okay. I think that's fair. I think that's going to be very difficult to determine and no one will do it. But I think your initial impulse was good. Like you let's build them a place. I think that sounds good. Like we either build them a place or maybe like take one of their natural habitats and like actually like really vacate it and give it back to them.
Right.
Like I'm okay with that too.
I think we should make ape colony starter kits, and then we can send off like a little group of apes to, like different parts of the world with a colony starter kit and just see where they thrive.
You're
you say it.
I think your expectations for ape culture are honestly like a little bit unrealistic, Jared.
You don't think like a little colony starter kit will
This is at least the second or third time that you've brought up this idea of like sending them off as like colonists to like begin like a new culture, like with like some like very rudimentary beginnings. Like, I don't know, like what, like you, like what do you think? They're gonna show up. And they're gonna be like, "All right, so you're in charge of agriculture. Like, I'll be the team's like psychological expert.
I've drafted a Magna Carta for us."
Yeah, like
I am kind of picturing them in the like a Spanish conquistador like helmet.
Oh, but nobody likes that anyway. I mean, like that was a net negative for the world.
Yeah. Yeah, so like you don't even want like the peaceful colony. You want like a conqueror. Yeah.
I just
somebody
like
to like show up
like
and be
like, look
like, "This land belongs to the chimps."
Which brings up another thing I want to talk about, which is the ape uprising.
Oh right, yeah. Which it sounds like we are like halfway there.
It's all gonna be my fault. I just wanted them to colonize little areas. They ended up being, contrary to your opinion, really good at it.
Uh-huh. Right, right. Yeah, I'm gonna look really stupid for making fun of the chimps. So, all right, how is this uprising gonna happen? I know there's been like movies made about it, but given the world picture that we've been painting out of chimps in this podcast, What's the most likely scenario for the uprising to take place?
In Planet of the Apes, what's happened so far is first they become hyper intelligent, then a virus wipes out most of the population, and then it's sort of like you're on like a level playing field.
So something would also have to happen with people.
Yeah, yeah. People would have to, billions of people would have to die.
Uh huh.
I think for an actual ape rising.
Right. So Jared, like you're the one who had all these ideas of like ape colonies. What do you think is the most likely scenario for an ape uprising or an ape rising, if you will?
As to how it starts, I don't know. They probably devise some sort of plan of being like really sort of like cute and like they'll like ingratiate themselves into, they'll send out like sort of like sleeper agents into different cities.
Uh-huh.
And they'll form like close loving relationships with humans, but really they're just planning on when they all receive a signal to start murdering people in their sleep.
Oh. So it's like they're gonna voluntarily take on the role of like almost like pets.
Yeah, they're gonna be sort of like they're gonna act very domicile.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, I'm just a cute chimp, like let me entertain you and then like there's gonna be like some like broadcasted signal or something. It's like a go code.
I think it'd just be like based on phases of the moon or something like that, you know?
Right.
I would definitely be like the first to go. Uh-huh. Like, oh, look at this fun ape. I love this ape.
Right.
My buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been, even in this podcast, and I think that we've tried to be respectful, we've still been pretty condescending.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Like, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't, I mean, I would feel bad because I don't want to be killed by apes, but objectively, I'd be like, eh, they had it coming.
Yeah, I totally deserve it.
You kind of deserve it, so.
All right, that's been it. And if you could rate, subscribe on iTunes, that would be wonderful and fantastic. If you could tweet at us with any of your suggestions for future episodes, that would also be very cool. And you can do that at ThatSnotPod on Twitter. I think that's it. And do we have a special thanks today, Sam?
I think there's two individuals that we should thank. Jane Goodall.
Thanks,
for
Jane.
Her fantastic work.
Mm-hmm.
And also Ham.
Ham the ape.
Thanks,
Ham the chimp.
Ham the chimp. Thank you so much for your service.